welcome back to Big Mood. It's a mood in here. We do have a very special guest today, Kasim G. For those of you who don't know, he's a very OG YouTuber. Yep. Very, very old. Very old YouTuber.
Very old. Yeah. You have gray in your beard, I see.
Yeah.
Wait, used to host quite a few shows. California On was one, and then Going Deep with Kasim G.
That was my favorite.
Do you remember those days?
I do.
Yeah.
How was it 10 years ago?
I don't understand. So much better.
Wow, Nikki.
I don't get it. I don't get time.
I think about those times as like, you know, there's a lot of cringing I do. You know when you go to bed and then you're like, oh, that thing that I did, or I said to that. Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, I got to private that video in the morning.
Oh, no.
Especially, like, you know, with everything now.
Yeah.
I like to say I canceled myself, because, like, if I were to do that stuff now, I'd be, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be, like, an Alex Jones level.
I'd be
somewhere in a bunker. But, you know, when you do comedy, and you know this, when you start out, they always tell you, like, do clubs that are not in LA, like outside LA, do small clubs. Don't, you know, do your bad material in front of people.
Get it out.
Yeah, yeah. And then I did all that like online.
Great.
So it's like, not only did I do all that, now it's a video and like you can watch it. I private a lot, but you can watch them still.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go and I'll be like, oh my God, like who? I won't know the person in the video.
So do you feel like, because a lot of comedians usually say like, oh, well, it's comedy, I should have a space to work these things out. Do you feel like that? Or do you feel like, oh, actually that was not really appropriate and I regret it?
There's a lot of regret.
Okay.
You know, but also we should have space to like realize that we've changed.
Yeah.
And it's like totally okay. And that's kind of like, you know, I'm in touch with the internet, so I know the whole Jenna Marbles thing. And so it's like, I understand where she's coming from and having to remove herself. But like, we did a lot of stupid stuff, and we watch it the same way people watch it now, which is like, ooh, you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
We should, you know,
you've grown. I mean, years have passed.
Totally.
Obviously, your opinions
have changed. I was 24, 25. I'll be 37 in like 2 months. So there's like a big... I've learned, like, my sensibilities changed a lot.
And you're still figuring yourself out. You're figuring your voice out.
No, I figured it out.
Back then.
Yeah. At 24.
I'm trying to help you, Kasim.
Yeah. Now I'm ready. Because I'm trying to mate now.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Let's talk about that.
Put it out there.
I want a kid. Yeah.
You want a kid?
Yeah. I don't need to be. I'd love to be a single dad.
Ooh. Did you hear? He's going to go to the egg bank.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They have a sperm bank for women that want to do that.
Have you heard? There's actually people right now that are getting, like, single people are getting together just to create a kid. So they're doing co-parenting already. Oh, like,
yeah.
They're not even trying to have a relationship. They're just going in
they're
saying,
like,
I want a kid.
Your genes are good. You have financial stability.
No, they're actually, they have websites where it's kind of like a dating site, but instead of dating, you're trying to match parental approaches. So,
that's good.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I would just be like, I hope her nose isn't big, because I've got... You know, I've got enough of that. And then I would want her to have good calves. And then I think it would be...
Small nose, nice calves.
Yeah, because I don't have those things. So I want my kid to grow up with calves.
Interesting.
We'd love to see your calves.
No,
very check them out.
Very self-conscious.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather show you my penis.
Yeah. Is it like the
Let's
same
talk
size?
About that.
Go ahead, Jess. What do you got?
Now
you're shy.
Those are not. Yeah,
circumcised or not.
Nice calf.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Co-parent.
A couple of days ago in the girl chat, you were texting about how you saw yourself
don't ruin
with
my brand.
Okay,
don't ruin my brand. Sorry, my branding is no children. Don't fucking put your cum inside of me.
Oh. Wait, you don't
want to
like
make babies.
No,
you
don't have cum inside you with birth control and you won't get children.
No.
You don't want cum.
You're missing out on a lot of fun.
I don't want babies. I've had plenty of cum in me, believe me. At this age, I'm cummed out. I don't want any more cum in me.
You come down.
I've cummed down. I don't want kids. And Nikki's trying to ruin my brand because I had a soft moment last week.
I just thought it was sweet. And
no,
then it matches
there.
Like what he's saying, because like you were like, I don't see a man in the picture, but I see a child.
Yeah.
And it's like, there you go. She got small nose, nice cat. Yeah, I'm just trying to play Cupid.
You're trying to play matchmaker.
You'll know that you get a heat. There's a heat that builds.
Making a blush.
The mating call.
Match at her shirt now.
Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Yeah, it'd be great to have a little guy running around.
Aww. What about a girl?
No.
No.
Well, see, that doesn't match my picture because it was a girl in mine.
I actually do think, and my mom told me this, she's like, yeah, your first one, she's going to be a girl. I just know.
That's what my mom said, too. Crazy.
Yeah.
What's up with moms?
I have all girls in my family.
A lot
moms
of girls.
Fucking know.
A lot of girls they in my family.
I got a lot of girls in my
family. My cousin has two girls. My uncle has three girls. Our lineage, I think, is looking like it's going to end.
A lot of women. Yeah.
our
well, I guess you better get on that.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
How do you say your last name?
I mean, I've been saying it Gariba, but...
Oh, that's not what I said?
No, that was close.
I thought you were saying like Garibaldi or something. I'm like, oh, he's
I just yeah, like picture a Garibaldi fish, and then I'm like, that's something, it's
Gefilte
similar.
Fish?
It's something to do with that.
Yeah, we're like the chocolate company. Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli. Oh.
And the bean company, the Goya Ghirardelli. Yeah, so...
Well,
okay. You just mix them.
Just put them together.
Chocolate beans.
Mm. Chocolate beans.
So...
No, I'd love to scope out your uterus.
You want to scope it out?
I need to see how... if
scope
you're,
out yours?
The walls of your uterus are thick enough for an egg.
And for I can, one egg? Just
and
one?
I can test that.
Well,
I have
she
a number
has her
of different
eggs.
Methods.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the first method?
Well, I get in there. First of all.
You get in there with what, first of all?
What I would do is
I need to know
like,
what's entering me.
It's a couple Q-tips.
Oh.
You know how you check your oil?
Pap smear?
You just dip it in and, you know, where the Q-tip is moist.
Nice.
Just one part of the Q-tip
it's
will
like
be moist
a COVID
if you stuck
test,
it in.
But yeah. For my...
Okay, and then you test it in a petri dish or something.
Yeah,
you got some good testing mechanisms.
I didn't know the podcast was going to be like this.
What did you
neither
think it was
did we?
Be?
No,
we
I just
no
thought
idea.
Like you guys were you were going to talk
soft.
About like softer.
You thought
things.
We were soft because of the set, right?
Right.
Well, yeah.
It's deceiving.
I'm really sorry you were deceived.
We are soft though.
We can
soft
be
set.
Soft. Would you like a soft touch?
No, we're all just so horny. It seems.
Well, it seems like. Two okay. out of the four.
Here's,
pretty
well, here's the thing. So
no, with the children, my vagina dried up.
I've been
up.
Trying to have kids. So this ovulation week this week.
Oh, okay.
So we're trying to bang all
good
the
job,
time.
Good job, Steve.
It's not fun. It's not fun.
Oh, when it's scheduled?
Because there's a pressure. It's like, you know, like at first it's like, oh, yeah, like, it's ovulation week. Yeah. And
but
then,
why is there pressure? There literally doesn't have to be.
Because we're tired. Because
you just wanted to have it already.
You're tired of having sex?
No. We're tired because of life. So, like, the pandemic and the
so wait the idea of having children
work.
Tires you out
no the idea of trying to sex tires me out like at the end of the day like you're like okay we're gonna
do it
today
in the beginning of the day
we can't because he has a process in the morning. I try to have morning
you
sex.
Guys are
love
too
to hear.
Old for this
love to hear
just,
about
just
this.
Let it go
what
just let it go if
no,
you
no,
can't
no.
have sex in the morning
I
just
want
let
sex
it go.
In the morning that's my time to
I
shine
know. Your husband is your husband yeah. is too old for this
he needs to brush his teeth take a shower wash his balls and then by that time it's like 2 hours I'm like I'm out of the mood like I gotta get my shit started like I the day's gotta
you also
start.
Wake up earlier than he does right
I wake up way earlier
so he refuses to put a dirty dick inside of you
and I've gotten used to a clean dick and so I don't think at this point I can go back. Before I was all used right. to dirty dicks. I was like, this is different having a clean.
The morning dick and the morning vagina
but
are both
now,
equally dirty.
It's like it smells like flowers down there every time and I cannot, we cannot go back.
All
I
right.
can't go back. Do you wash your dick, Kasim?
Well, you know, I keep wet wipes handy.
Okay, well that's oh, chemically.
Yeah.
No, like what if you get some organic it? Ones.
What? Oh, Gina has a question.
My question is, in the shower, do you spread your butt cheeks so the water and soap goes through?
Yeah.
In the shower, yeah.
And
do you spread
I, and
your
I do
butt
like
cheeks?
A little bend over, arch my back move.
Oh.
It's hot.
Very hot.
Yeah, I think
my
I'm in like
a
late night Cinemax. Yeah.
My ex did that a lot. I saw a lot of bent back.
I have two shower puffies, and one's for the butthole, and then one's for the rest of the body.
What if you mix them up? Are they
different
colors?
No, they're different colors.
Oh, okay, good.
And I get a whole box. I order them on Amazon, so I get new ones every like... I want to
Am
say every
I
week, but it's every month.
Doing something wrong because I don't have two different loofahs.
Me neither. Yeah.
Neither do I.
Everything's what you're just doing going is everywhere. You're taking your poop and you're putting it on
no,
your
no,
shoulders.
No. First, you start,
yeah,
from,
you
the
start
head,
from the top.
And then
down.
You just go
yeah,
work your
true.
Way down.
And you know why people don't clean their legs, so I don't go that far.
I clean my legs. You don't clean your legs?
I'm kidding.
Got dirty
wait,
cats.
Is that a thing?
It's a joke
That's
that white
people
don't clean their legs.
Oh.
My ex wouldn't wash anything past where her arms.
Was she white?
She
wouldn't bend over.
This is one of the many reasons why I'm single now.
There was
like,
no arch back with her.
There's no.
She was the man.
This is where her arm ended. this was all unwashed, and she just assumed the water would handle it.
Filthy shins.
Yeah. Filthy.
That's and why, she, I mean, no calves, right? That's why she wouldn't wash them?
Yeah. It made her calves out. Look bigger the way the dirt built up.
It's contouring.
Yeah, yeah, added a shadow.
Contouring nice. Calves. Yeah, I guess I just figure the soap handles everything, so I'm like, I don't know, I'll put it everywhere. We don't need separate.
Without even rubbing?
My whole thing is the towel. Like, I don't want, like, if I clean out my asshole, I'm not going to put it on my face again, you know? So
two towels or one?
I have
just
towels.
One towel.
Oh, I heard a girl's doing two now.
Two towels?
Yeah.
That's excessive.
I you have must be those. Doing well.
What? One for what? The hair.
Okay.
And then one for the body.
You don't do the, okay, so I dry off, and then I put the one in my hair, and then I put a bathrobe on.
Oh.
That's the way to do
well,
it.
Well, I guess I'm disgusting because I don't do any of that.
Well, you're single, see? That's what happens.
I wipe my ass. I wipe my face with the same towel.
Oh, my God.
All in one motion.
You get pink eye?
Yeah, I've never gotten pink eye.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm like, you know, the Conquerors with all the germs. Like, it doesn't affect me.
Right, right, yeah. Right. Cool. colonizers?
Yeah, colonizers. There
gotcha.
Go. Yeah.
I feel like...
Those are the genes I want. Yeah, I feel like I want my kids to have an edge.
See?
You know?
Guys, get together after
I want to dilute the brown.
Dilute it?
Yeah, just so they have like a chance.
You know? Mixed babies are really cute.
Yeah.
True. Hybrids. You got to have it. You got to have some.
That Aryan
I don't know, but
sort of
I have redhead genes. I have redhead genes, so you might have a soulless child.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's
you know,
what they say about gingers?
I feel like they would have a soulless child. Have
Oops. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Between you it two? Yeah, you definitely have a soulless child.
They'll be really funny, though.
True.
Good.
They'll be
good sense
of humor. Have a good,
filled with dark humor.
Yeah, good, dry, sort of like,
yeah.
You know, just won't smile.
Yeah.
Ever.
And you're like, is that kid joking or not? I can't tell if it's fucking with me.
Yeah.
His name is Damien.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy birthday. Are you happy?
Don't send me to the cornfield, please. Yeah. Jesus. All right. Yeah. So.
Well, good luck. You know,
I
hope I hope something attaches.
Me too. If not, I'm blaming Steve's cum. I keep blaming it. I'm like, I'm horny. I'm ready.
Yeah. Has he gotten it looked at?
Energy drinks.
Has he gotten a sperm check?
No, but I was like, after this COVID shit is over, we're getting your fertility checked. Because
you know
checked.
They have at-home tests?
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just mail that shit in.
He drinks way too much Monster. Way too many energy drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Way
yeah.
too
There's
much.
There's a lot in there. I know mine work because I had an abortion.
Oh, whoa. Shit. You had an abortion? Yourself?
Well, you know, I was
impregnated
one
something.
Half of the...
Gotcha.
You know.
Of the...
Of the murder.
Contributing force.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm
yeah.
kidding.
Wow. No.
I'm pro-abortion. I'm pro-abortion. It's not a life yet.
I was young. I just couldn't...
You're trying to back out of this.
Because I had...
Make a kid already. Jesus.
I was drinking.
Okay.
I didn't want to be a dad.
Aww.
No, it was just, it was one of those complete accidents. And neither of us were like.
All right. So moving on.
Well, they do say if you want to get pregnant, you should drink.
I have
it
been.
It relaxes you.
I've been drinking before because I'm ready and I'm stressed. Like I take all the stress out.
Yeah.
And then I drink after because I'm pissed that I didn't get pregnant.
Aww,
so
girl.
I'm drinking all the time. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah, no,
I mean, that's
I'm
blaming
sure it's Steve.
Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at him, it's probably Steve's fault.
It's probably, listen.
It's a combination of the stress.
All those energy drinks?
Yeah.
I went to my gynecologist and, sorry, Kasim, I know you're talking about your own system.
No, I'd love to visualize
my gynecologist
this.
Had a different system.
Yeah.
She stuck a, what's it called, an ultrasound up there and
like
she was showing me my ovaries and she's like, you're very
eggs.
Fertile. Yeah, yeah, she was like, you're
how do they tell?
Because the, okay,
little balls,
so
like
the little eggs, they were like jazzed up, like they were at a fucking club.
Oh, cool!
And
I
there was
see
like,
mine.
And she's like, you see how energetic they are? There's this little mechanism attached to the ovaries when you're at a certain level, and they're like, why haven't you made a baby yet? And it just like fucking jazzes them up all day.
Shotgun.
She's like,
wow.
Ready, get ready to make babies, and they're like, we're ready.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then they go down the ovaries every month, and they're just so fucking jazzed to make a baby.
Yeah, it's
and then
fault.
Yes, and then
clearly.
I have my period, and they're like, aw, it's sad, and I feel guilty that
yeah.
I let them down. You know?
Yeah. Well, look, you guys will get there. You
thank
know,
you.
And that baby, you know, it's unfortunate. Laughter can't make babies on its own.
We tried that.
Yeah, you can't laugh a baby into existence. Yeah. You got to have a spermie. That's what they're called.
A spermie.
Yeah.
That's a technical term.
I think, I don't want to ask how old you are.
How old do you think I am?
Uh-oh.
I've known you since you were a very young buck. Since you were a minor.
Yeah, so that was 10 years ago. I'm like in my 20s still.
Then. You've always had the same face.
Thank you.
Yeah, your that attitude has just gotten worse.
Right, right. Yeah. I think it was always there. It just came out more now.
Yeah. I remember you were dating this guy that I never met, but you dated him forever.
Yeah, I did. 5 years. You were actually dating a girl forever at that time.
I was.
Her name was the same name.
Same name.
What?
Yeah.
Nikki. Wait,
yeah,
what
is he? Yeah, he was dating a girl named Cassim.
Can you fucking believe that?
Just kidding.
Yeah. I
was... Wait, you guys were both... Oh, I'm confused.
It got too confusing and we had to stop.
It got very confusing. Yeah. No, we were both in long-term relationships when we met. And yeah, I did think I was going to marry that guy because it was my first very long relationship. Did you think you were going to marry that girl?
Yeah, for a period, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, wow, we've been doing this for a while. It's comfortable. I get it. Like,
this is the next step.
Yeah, it's the next thing. And then I was like, why am I not happy? Like, I'm not like, I can't picture myself like being happy and friends forever. Mm-hmm. Sure. I also lost my sex drive completely. Like I was like, maybe it's just because I'm career oriented. Like I don't have a sex drive anymore. And then I started like checking out other guys would like turn me on just by being, just by existing. And I'm like, nope, I still have a sex drive.
Yep.
It's this guy. And so I had to break up with him. But it was really hard because there wasn't a thing. It was just like
same. That was my
same
whole thing.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And like she just had it, her first kid, and it's like, oh, you know, that's like, I'm so happy she got to do that.
Oh, recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And it's like, I always knew she was gonna be a great mom. You know what I mean? But I was with her from 20 to 25, and you just become. Every year, like a completely different
person.
Yeah,
especially around that time.
My frontal lobe like hardened.
Yes.
You know, like when I was 21, 22. And then you just start to see things. I mean, you just kind of grow.
Yeah, that's what happened.
But she was great. And she's still a great person.
Yeah, totally.
Are you the type to keep in touch with your exes?
What's the question?
Are you the type to keep in touch?
Yeah, well, as much as you can. Like, I'm on good terms with almost... I'd say I'm on good terms with all of them. And then we'll text maybe half of them on a birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's weird, like, when you're dating a new person, like, if you were to contact your exes during that time, or do you kind of not text your exes after?
When I'm dating a new person, I think my attention's just on the new person. And then, I don't want to, like, make the other new girl feel weird. Like,
right, right. Yeah, because that sucks.
Yeah, because then I wonder, too, because I'm not the type to... really talk to my exes at all, just because he's the father of my child, but other than that I don't talk to any of my other exes. So I always wonder, people that do maintain a relationship, like, how do they honor the relationship that they're in but also honor the friendship that they have with their exes?
Yeah,
so I'm like, how does that work?
And that friendship, by the way, takes a while to happen, like at least a year or two after you've separated.
Yeah.
And it's a clean break. It can't be any of that, like, we'll hook up every few months.
Yeah, no benefits involved.
Right. It's got to be. But I think not talking to them is just as healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, I totally get that. I've never had it end super badly to where, like, oh, I can't ever talk to that person.
Right, right.
And then when you get sober, you do amends and things like that, which also, like, helps you clean up your side of the street.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you want to be able to walk down the street and see one of these people and not have to worry about, like, oh, shit, I should cross the street right now. Like,
true.
You know,
yeah.
You just want to live that kind of life.
I wish I had a stylist picking out my clothes every day like a princess. And I can with Stitch Fix. Because Stitch Fix is a company that you go online, you fill out a profile, they send you like little pictures of clothes and you say yes or no to them. You say yay or nay like a princess would. And then they hook you up with a stylist who picks out your wardrobe for you, sends you a box full of clothes. You get to try them on. You get to, you know, check yourself out in the mirror, see if you dig it, see if it holds up to your standards. And if you like everything, you keep it. And if you don't like it, you send it back. No questions asked. You pay a $20 styling fee for each fix, which is credited towards anything you keep. So it's really not like you're paying for that styling fee, which is crazy because stylists are so expensive. You can schedule at any time. There's no subscription required. Plus, shipping, returns, and exchanges are easy and free. Stitch Fix does all the hard work for you, making great style effortless for everybody, including women, men, and kids. Mm. Get started today at stitchfix.com/nude. No, not nude. Nope.
Oh.
Do not go there.
That's the opposite.
Oh. Do not put clothes on that body, ma'am.
Oh, no.
Get started today at stitchfix.com/mood, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mood for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. Stitchfix.com/mood.
And when you're looking good, you want to smell good too. You do not want to be all sweaty and sticky and gross. And that's where Native comes in. So Native doesn't just block odor better, it's made better. Native has ingredients that you've actually heard of, like coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch. It's also vegan and it's never tested on animals. Did you guys know that our the regular,
don't say it,
disgusting,
don't say it, don't say it,
it has aluminum plugs in it. It forms a plug in your sweat glands with the aluminum plug.
It has a turmeric coming out.
Stop saying that word.
It's nasty, man. Plug. You do not want to plug up your sweat glands to keep you from sweating. That's not natural. That's gross. So that's why Native never uses ingredients like aluminum, parabens, sulfates, or talc. And so, dude, I am in love with it. So I brought my own Native right here.
Yeah, I like this that they have the paper packaging.
Exactly.
It's
so
like
now,
a cardboard.
Right. Now they have a plastic-free plastic-free packaging. And this is my personal favorite, the cucumber and mint. It is amazing. I keep it in my car. It always comes through in blocks odors. It keeps me nice and dry. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/bigmoodgirls or use promo code
bigmoodgirls
at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigmoodgirls or use promo code
bigmoodgirls
at checkout for 20% off your first order. And
I love
Native.
Nice.
I love using our codes when I
know I use all of our codes for everything.
I feel like a drug dealer dipping into my own stash. Yes. Ooh, they don't know it's me.
So we talked about kids and stuff, and then we were kind of talking about long-term relationships. Do you see yourself getting married?
Yeah. Well, I only see it because I think I have to do that to have the kids.
Mm. If there was a woman that didn't need to get married to create a family with you, you'd be down for that.
Yeah, I don't feel like marriage, I think it's changing a little bit. And it's really just like, I think there's some tax incentives, but I could or I couldn't. It wouldn't really make a difference. If my partner was like, well, I have to kind of be a wife to have a kid, I'd be like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's squeeze one out.
How exciting.
It's romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Would you be open to the thing that I mentioned earlier where you just meet someone solely for the purpose of creating a child together? Not necessarily having a romantic relationship?
You need love in your relationship.
Well, I think that depends on how desperate and old I get. You know, I think right now I still got some juice to where I could, be in love.
You got plenty of time.
But yeah, we do have more time, which is great, which is awesome. I'm only getting better looking as I get older.
Honestly, I think men do get better looking as they get older.
Yeah, I was super, you know.
You were all nerdy before. Now look at you.
And now I'm not.
Now look at you.
Yeah, yeah. Sex icon.
I really like how men age.
Yeah, yeah. It's not all men, you know.
Sure, not all men.
My dad aged horribly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it would just be, depends on how
But you still have it. You still have a little juice left to romance somebody.
Yeah. Oh, it's in there.
That's
and
nice.
It's, you know, it's like your ovaries are having a party.
Yeah.
There's a version of that.
You got like
but
a,
it's in my,
balls
my
are
scrotum.
Dancing.
Oh,
your balls
right,
are dancing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do a little
chocolate beans.
Chocolate beans. Those beans. Like the Mexican jumping beans inside of your nutsack.
What a mystery those were.
Yeah. Well, earlier
that,
before
actually?
The
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Before the podcast started, you know, we were talking about marriage and like how like you were invited to my wedding
comes,
and like
comes.
Yeah,
like you didn't show up to my wedding and none of these people were invited. And I get bitched at all the time.
Yeah.
They're always like, we didn't get invited to your wedding, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, we invited some friends and some.
This
didn't
is the
show
first
up,
I'm
know?
Hearing of it.
I don't
this
know
podcast.
If I believe that.
Yeah.
Look, it is possible that I just didn't
care.
No. Mm-hmm. I, you guys, you and Steve have always been people I've liked, and I would have definitely gone. I don't have an excuse of why I don't remember getting an invitation, but it doesn't mean I didn't get one. I was drinking a lot. That was right when I got sober.
Probably so found it when you were drunk. You're like, fuck.
Like used it to light a blunt or something. Like, there was a lot going on at that time. So I want to formally apologize to you and Steve. And I want to make it up. I've been talking with Steve.
Yeah.
Every few months.
I love that.
Via Twitter DMs.
Yes.
And then we're gonna hang.
Gonna have a barbecue.
Yeah, you can come.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have been every night. But no baby has happened.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I guess you should announce it because it's a big deal now.
The barbecue or the baby?
No, the baby. Like the second it happens.
Right. Yeah. Mm. The second.
Well, I guess you can't because there's 2 months where you can lose it.
True. Yeah. I'm still going to claim it.
You do it.
I'm going to be like, I made the start of something. Yeah. So.
And then celebrate the miscarriage if it happens.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way to. It was
make
an
Gina
honor.
Choke.
It's an honor just to be inseminated.
Yeah.
That's
perfect. I love it.
You're choking on salami.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't the first time she's choked on salami.
That's such a mild level of choking for Gina.
She likes it.
She likes it harder. A lot worse than that.
You guys are great.
Are there any turnoffs?
You know what that felt like just now? It felt like the dating game, the dating show game, where it's like, so, number three.
What like on MTV?
Yeah. No, like the 1960s, the dating game. Like, way
I'm
back
thinking
in the
like
day.
MTV, like Jenny McCarthy.
They tried to recreate those shows for sure. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah.
So,
like,
what do women do that's a turn off?
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah, you can't be an anti vaxxer.
Right.
Oh, is that, is she?
That's
no
what
idea.
She's known for.
Oh, is
I
she?
I feel like she spearheaded that.
I totally fucking missed that.
Was it when she was dating Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Mm. Is he an anti-vaxxer?
I don't know.
That would be extremely unfortunate.
I wouldn't have like the 45 minutes to wait around if you asked him. Like, it would take a while.
He has gone off into like conspiracy land, so I wouldn't put it past him. But anyway, so no anti-vaxxers. We're trying to hook you up, you know? So we're trying to find you some romance out there. There's a lot of women watching.
Yeah. I know if you've heard all this stuff about miscarriages and abortions, you're probably like, that's the man for me. And
Do you date people that have seen you online? Like, are you open to the... like?
No, I generally will one person... but we had mutual friends, but I've never met somebody from online.
Fucker.
It's always somebody that's been a friend of a friend or I've been introduced through a friend.
Yeah.
And that's like, I gotta say, that's the best way to meet a girl is if like you were to vet me to one of your friends and be like, oh, here's Cass. You know, he's like mostly not a creep and you can go on a date with him. And then they're like, oh, Nikki thinks he's okay. And then, you know, there's that when you meet, there's that sort of like, hey, we're
a
both,
window.
Yeah. Like this person thought we were both okay to be in this place together.
So but you if, like getting
so,
matched.
Jess, I have
it's
this
very,
friend.
It's nice. Stop.
I have a
it
friend.
Would be nice.
It's so awkward.
He's a little older. His frontal cortex
older.
Is.
Do you know how old we are? Stop trying to act 22, Nikki.
Listen, I'm very young.
Okay.
Good.
Always young at heart. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how you stay young. See?
So yeah, I think, but you know, I heard you guys talking about dating apps earlier. I think you mentioned something about Hinge.
Yeah, I'm not on any right now.
I don't know if I could handle that. I don't know if I can handle making
terrible.
A profile.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Somebody, you know, judging me based on like five pictures or.
So you've never tried online?
I've never
dating?
Done a dating app.
You're not missing much, to be honest.
Well, you know, my ex's sister was like, that was her whole day revolved around. Or conversations
on the dating
Bumble
apps.
And Hinge. And
I don't know if I've never dated somebody that I wasn't friends with first. Mm. It's always been like, we hang out in a group and we're friends and I know them for a while. And I mean, like Steve, like I knew him for 3 years before we started dating.
I don't know enough I don't interact with enough men in real life. I think that's the reason why I was willing.
They say the person you get married to, you've already met them by age 26.
What?
Really?
Well,
weird.
I am shit
I don't
out
know
of
if
luck.
That's true, but I was like, this is bullshit, because at 26, I was single, and I was like, looking at my Facebook friends list, I was like,
I think I was still
folks?
I was still in Texas at 26.
Who knows?
So maybe, I got to go back to Texas?
Yeah.
Fuck
maybe
that.
They'll move out here. I don't know.
Everyone's moving to Texas.
True. It's true.
I love Texas. I'm not going back.
I heard it's very humid.
It's humid. Really there's dry. A hell of mosquitoes.
Not
it's,
for me.
It's there's like, a lot of racists. It's just not for me.
I like the tax breaks, but I feel like you could get them in Vegas. So we're looking
at
Vegas.
Yeah, you don't have to jump all the way to Texas.
Are you really?
We are.
I've been, you know, it's so funny that everyone's talking about it because I've never thought I'd live anywhere besides California.
Me neither.
Like, just in the last 2 weeks, it's been like, well, you've thought about Austin?
Same. I was born and raised here, Santa Barbara.
Honestly, for me, if I would move anywhere, I'd want to go somewhere internationally.
Really?
I want to be.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I want to learn a different language.
Europe or something.
Because I did spend 1 year living in Mexico. So that was like, cool.
I thought you were born and raised in Mexico.
1 year ago, when I was 15.
Hey, well,
I was 2005. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to what were we talking about?
Moving. Yeah, yeah.
Moving.
It's the first time I've ever thought it would. I could probably live somewhere else.
Yeah.
And these last 2 weeks has been the first time you ever considered it.
Yeah. Because now the guys I do my podcast with, they're like, everyone's talking about it, you know.
Well, Joe Rogan moved.
A lot of comedians and podcast people.
Amount of people moving, like you can bring your friend group with you. It's worth it, but not as a one person.
Right.
Not worth it.
But I think that's the thing is right now is that a lot of people want
to
move.
It has to be a lot of people.
I think because, I mean, the pandemic forced everybody. We're all inside anyway. You're not even enjoying the benefits of what you're paying for. Like you're
That's
paying
true.
To.
I mean, I honestly enjoy driving my car in LA and seeing the palm trees and the mountains and everything. I would never give that up to go live in Texas.
That's cute.
It's cute here. I love it here.
I love it here too.
I
don't want to give it up, but
I love California and like the weather's great and there's a lot to see. It's just like I don't know how we fix. The homelessness. I don't know how, you know, there's obviously a housing crisis. I mean, there's so many things that were like kind of like we kind of stepped over 10 years ago, you know, and just like, oh, there's a guy
we'll
sleeping on the
later.
Sidewalk. Yeah, it's like, oh, get a coffee over here. But like now the encampments and everything are just like they're their own zip codes. And it's just it's a completely different. I mean, I don't know if you've been to Skid Row downtown.
Yeah.
It's like another planet.
I used to live in Little Tokyo, so I've seen it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot. And then you see the governor and I'm a liberal Democrat. But when you see like Gavin Newsom come up and speak and it's like just a lot of platitudes and a lot of like. You know, we just like sayings that are kind of empty. And,
yeah, there's nothing happening.
So I don't know.
All right, so we're looking for people in Texas. Good shins, small nose.
Yeah.
Good calves.
Good calves.
Kids.
Oh, yeah
your
calves.
Shins.
Calves.
I'm really whatever with shins.
Well, yeah, you know what they say about calves. It takes behind every good calve is good shin.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
they
yeah.
say about
They
them.
Always say that. Because, you know, calves have always gotten the spotlight.
Yeah.
And those shins
You need
have
a
just...
bone to hold on to, you know? So it's like, oh, look, this shit, perfectly good shin right
perfectly
here.
Perfectly good shin.
Do you believe in destiny? Because maybe you're heading towards your future wife.
Ooh.
I do like to, I'm spiritual. And then when I say that, I listen to like meditation podcasts.
Oh, do you like Eckhart Tolle? And
yeah, although that book was so boring.
Which
I think.
One?
The
Power of Now.
It's a
yeah,
tough
The Power
read.
Of
it's
Now.
Try the other
I listened to it on audio.
It's better audio.
Do the other
well,
one.
If,
it's amazing
do
audio.
The
his
new
voice
Earth
is
one.
Really boring.
I love his
so
voice.
It's very slow.
Yes, I love his voice.
Couldn't handle
no,
it.
No, but like I'm trying to focus. I can't if I'm falling asleep.
I don't know.
So
his
that's
voice
the thing. Because it's like way better. Too like this.
He takes a lot
like
of pauses.
This.
That's the point.
And then like this.
You're
I'd rather have the
point.
Headspace guy
You're
do
missing
it.
The point.
He's too Australian for me.
I like it. I always find myself questioning like, why did he say that word like that? Or like, why did he pause
oh, you
there?
Caught,
like,
you get
yeah,
caught
yeah.
on too?
Yeah. I'm like, is this psychological?
It.
Is he like getting into my head? Do I understand it more because he's like... He's always
maneuvering
zigging
around.
When I think he's going to zag.
Yeah, yeah he's yeah. unpredictable like that.
He's completely unpredictable.
Do you ever watch Love Island?
The British
Yeah, the British one.
Only. Yeah,
we have to have like captions on. I can't understand what they're saying half the time without the captions. Yeah.
Well, on your second or third season of it.
Oh, I'm on like season five.
You've got to, yeah. You just
you still haven't caught on to the
well,
accent?
No, I we talk in that accent all the time. Oh. We're like, hey, bruv, what you doing,
yeah.
bruv?
Yeah.
Come here, man. We get on like a house on fire, mate. And like, yeah. that's our warm-up to getting into bed. And,
oh,
yeah.
maybe that's why you're not having kids, because honestly, that's
kids
not
like, nope.
attractive.
That's true. They don't have kids on that show.
Yeah.
I do like my reality shows. Love Island, I think.
Top reality shows, 1 to 5, go.
Do you like
that? I'm a Bachelor guy.
Oh, of, yeah.
You know, and I think in the last few years, Bachelor's kind of had this resurgence. Although I don't think it's the best. I just enjoy the off season, like the internet.
Yeah,
around
the talking,
it.
The gossip. Yeah.
Like following them on IG. I have a whole account on Instagram that just...
You have a Finsta?
It's a... Is that
a fake Instagram account?
Yeah, I have one that's just for Bachelors.
Wow.
It's...
I'm a little bit concerned about this.
I just only follow Bachelors.
I don't know if you should tell people this.
I think he's lying.
No, I do, because I was going to do a Bachelor segment on the podcast, which I didn't. And but I want for a while, and I was hosting these weekly sort of watch parties, and I had to know. I had to know what was going on off camera.
Do you know that the last Bachelor, he's with Kelly now? He's with that lawyer, Kelly, that got, didn't even make it top five.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pete.
Yeah, Pete and Kelly are together now.
Yep, I did know that. And
it's hot gossip for you guys out there.
Hot gossip. I don't know anything
about it. I DM'd him one time.
Did you?
I forget what, but he responded back, and now he's my favorite.
He's because you responded?
Yeah.
You just need some attention, don't you?
I'll die for him.
Just a little bit of attention, give this man, please.
He's from Westlake, which is like where I kind of grew up.
Oh, that's cool.
The poorer part, like Newbury Park. So
where's that?
Like Thousand Oaks area?
It's yes.
Kind of far.
It's the next town.
I didn't know you were in the 805 area.
Yeah. I'm an 805er.
Santa Barbara 805, what?
Yeah, everyone, like once we got our own beer.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, what's this zip code all about?
True.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like Steve had no idea. Then he was like, oh, the 805s, you got to try them. I'm like, that's so weird.
I thought
weird.
That was from Miami.
Nope.
Which was Miami's?
I don't
Pitbull's
know.
Pitbull's always saying it. I don't know.
I have no idea.
All I know is Dale. Yeah.
Who knows?
So have you found that it's harder to date after having like YouTube success? Like being a public figure, has it changed like the dating scene for you?
Well, you know, it's so, I would consider like my actual dating life like had probably just started right when that started. So,
Yeah.
Because I was in a long-term relationship, kind of before YouTube took off. And then after, you know, if anything, you know, it might have made it like more interesting because you get more messages in your inbox. But
yeah.
It hasn't translated to an actual
relationship.
Yeah, nothing like worthwhile or anything like that. But what do you
look for when you're dating? I guess now, like what other than the
besides
calves?
The calves?
Yeah,
I need a sense of humor, but like one that works with my sense of humor. You know,
she's got to be cool joking about abortion.
She's got to be into Big Bang Theory and abortion. I look for looks. I look for looks.
Yeah,
I love an honest man.
And then like,
see,
you know, I can't. You can't be too hot. You can't be. You know, like
I feel
you
like
guys
you're describing me. Like you don't have to subtweet me.
He's looking at you and it's great. Likes dark humor, is hot, but not too hot.
Name starts with a J.
He's gotta have some insecurities.
Anyhow, so if you guys need someone to talk to, especially during these times, it's very weird. Change is constant, but in the new normal now that it is COVID, it feels like there's something new to grapple with every day. You can now get 24/7 access to the support you need with Talkspace. Talkspace is basically like a online therapy app that you can talk to a real licensed therapist. You can text them, you can voice message them, you can even FaceTime them, and they check the messages multiple times a day, 5 days a week, and they respond to you. So right now you can't really go to a therapist's office and sit there and talk. You can do it now over your phone whenever you want to, 24/7, which I love because I don't want to have to wait a whole week about like and remember all my feelings and thoughts, whatever, and speak to them once a week. Now, when I'm really going crazy, I can message them and tell them everything that I'm feeling in the moment, and then they'll come back and they'll talk to me. It's extremely affordable. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy, and now Talkspace covers 40 million people for online therapy through their insurance or employer.
How cool is that?
Right? Yeah.
I gotta check it out, because I've been thinking about hitting up a therapist again, because I haven't been in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that insurance thing is a real big plus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. So you go on their app, and then you kind of answer these questions like, what do you want to work on? What kind of therapy do you want to get? And then they'll match you with like a bunch, and then you take or you're picking who you want to talk to. You can vibe them out for a little bit, and if you don't like it, you can always switch to someone else. The network is composed of thousands of licensed therapists, and it even shows you what kind of licenses they have and credentials they have, and their experience in treating depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, relationship issues, food and eating, and so much more. It's completely secure and private. And during these times, we all need someone to talk to. Talkspace wants to give us the support we deserve at a price we can afford. Match with your perfect therapist at Talkspace.com or by downloading the Talkspace app. And don't forget to use the promo code MOOD at checkout for $100 off your first month. That's $100 off your first month at Talkspace.com. Promo code MOOD.
That's a lot of dollars.
Nikki.
Yeah, like the episode just doesn't feel complete unless you say it.
Yeah. Doll hairs.
It's a lot of doll hairs. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is now time for me to give the HelloFresh ad that I've been waiting for.
Yeah. Get it, girl.
Food is therapy for me, too.
It's really nice to be seeing you cooking. I've been cooking a lot more myself. In between, I do like to order some HelloFresh and learn new recipes from them. That's my favorite part about HelloFresh is like the recipes that I get to learn with the box that they bring, the things that I get to pick out each week. Also, it cuts out the meal planning and grocery store trips. Some weeks, I just don't feel like thinking about what I want to cook, and I just want to go on there, pick a few things, and then they'll send it to me. It makes it so much faster, so much easier. Over 90% of the ingredients are sourced directly from the growers to ensure the freshest recipes are being delivered to your door. And you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. So to try out America's number one meal kit, go to HelloFresh.com/80BigMood, which is the number 80. And use code 80BigMood to get a total of $80 off
your first month,
which is a lot, including free shipping on your first box.
A lot of what?
A lot of doll hairs. Additional restrictions apply. But go to HelloFresh.com for more details. And then go to HelloFresh.com/80BigMood and use the code 80BigMood to get a total of $80 off
your first month,
including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for details.
That's so many doll hairs.
That's so many. We just saved you guys like so much money.
So much doll hair. Back to dating. You said you look for looks. Like, what is there anything specific that like you're like, oh,
like, do you have a type?
You know what? I've been not having. I used to think like, oh, I like redheads. I like pale redheads, and I've said that, but like, it's really. Coming out of my last relationship, I think a big thing I look for now is like how compatible our lifestyles are.
Yeah.
Because that was a big, you know, sticking point. You know, she woke up early, didn't like to stay home. I like woke up at a regular time.
What's a regular time?
Well, like 8. Oh, you know, like 8 or 9.
She woke up earlier than that?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
She has this, well, it's a whole thing. And it's like... How much time
to me,
you got?
I'm like, 8 is early.
Yeah, sure. She got up real early, and then she was like a workaholic, and she's very successful and has her own business and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay.
And made a ton of money, and it was cool, but would really expect me to kind of wake up early and like connect in the mornings, and like it's very tough for me to wake up really early.
I'm going through the same struggles right now in my marriage. Like, Casey wishes that
super
I
morning person,
wake.
Super not morning person.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what's wrong with these people. I'm a morning person. I love that Steve sleeps in because I get those hours to myself.
Exactly.
I get to meditate. Yeah. I get to do my journaling, creative shit. And
well,
then he wakes
great.
Up and I'm all like ready to go.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah.
It just differs from person to person.
Right.
And, so lifestyle's huge.
Yep.
Lifestyle is totally huge.
It has to be compatible.
You know? And, you know, I don't think she really, she was so busy and like running her own business. And then like the fact that I just like kind of did a podcast and like, you know.
Just that you weren't doing enough.
Yeah. Not enough. Mm. You know, even though I own my own home and like.
Does she know who you are?
Okay. Yeah, it's like, does she even watch my videos?
Do you know
who I am? You kind of did that already. Like you.
I know. And that was kind of like, you know, in therapy, there was a lot of like, well, you know, he's on another chapter of his life. He's like trying to, you know, figure out. I'm in a very fortunate position where I can take time to like really figure out how I want to move in the next few years. And she wanted it kind of like quicker. Yeah. and there was like a sort of like a lack of respect thing there. And it was just, it was a bunch of stuff like that.
Because I could relate if you were just some bum that like wasn't doing anything, like you didn't have a job and you didn't have money and she was providing for you or something like that. But I feel like you...
I always paid for my... I mean, there was never a situation where I was like, hey, can I borrow... I lent her money so we could buy a house. So it was like, there's a lot of like, well, you're kind of on me about this, but like, I just lent you like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Should be a certain level of respect.
And for those of you who don't know, Kasim G was one of the founders of Maker Studios, which was like what started the whole MCN multi-channel network.
And we ruined it.
True.
Some may say.
It
got bought by Disney and it was a very big splash.
Huge.
No one had any idea what they were doing. That was never a goal of ours and it was just like cool.
But
like
there's a whole new generation that doesn't even know about any of that, that watches YouTube and they're like, what's Maker? And I'm like, wow, you guys don't even
I'll get a message every once in a while like, you ruined what the internet was. I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I have no
idea. I'm
pretty
sure Google ruined it.
Everyone was bumbling through the internet.
You know, was in a suit and like making all these decisions and like, no, yes.
It's ruined this part of the internet.
Yeah. just very fortunate. Timing was great. No more comedy. Yeah, it was one of those things. So it, Logan Paul is my fault.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to take the blame of it all.
Yeah. Both Pauls.
But you guys put in a lot of hours. We did.
I mean, you were part of that too.
Yeah. I was there. I mean, my manager ruined that part for me. Like, I can't really talk.
That guy was a...
You know, Kasim,
am I not allowed to say?
No.
I'm not allowed to say. You could say whatever you want.
I didn't remember him being a great dude.
Let's
just leave
there.
Yeah.
So Kasim and I almost had a show where we were going to talk about sex and stuff. Yeah, but my manager was like... Well, you're going out for Disney and Nickelodeon. It's going to ruin everything. Yeah.
And now look at where you are.
And now all I do is talk about sex. Now.
It would have been great.
Would have been awesome.
Ahead
but
of our
you
time.
Would probably maybe not wouldn't have had Going Deep with Kasim G. So that's
Before Going Deep.
It was before.
That was my favorite thing you did.
We were
that was
thanks.
Awesome.
Yeah. And those are one of the things where I look back now. I'm like, dude, well, who is that? Who's
you
that
can't
guy?
Cringe at that.
There's
it was
a
funny.
Lot.
It was so even now because I was like, does it hold up? Because I was like doing some research on like what's this pajama pants thing about and like
yeah. Why is it called that?
There's no pajamas or pants involved. And I was kind of like looking through your old stuff, and I was like, I remember like when you used to do Going Deep, and like it was so funny. And sometimes things don't hold up. I watched a few episodes, and it holds up.
Oh well, thanks.
You're very funny.
Oh well, thank you.
Congrats.
We had a lot of thank you.
Don't get a big head.
Too late. Yeah, it's just one of those things you could never do now. You know,
right?
And I've tried to. I even sent Logan Paul because he like...
You guys are buds?
He had
so it is your fault.
He does this podcast and he brings a porn star on.
Yeah.
And he would title the podcast Going Deep with...
Oh.
Which is the same.
Exactly.
And
so
I was
you're
like,
trying to put your dick down.
So when that happened, I was getting a bunch of tweets like, hey, this guy's ripping you off. I'm like, well... I looked at it. He's like not doing the format. He's just doing a podcast with a porn star. He just took the name.
Yeah.
The title.
And so I was like having fun with him on Twitter and like I pretended to be his manager and I had this email address. I'm like, please send me all of the business you want to engage with Logan. And so he ended up following me. It was kind of like fun banter back and forth. Well, just really from me to him. And there was like, I was like, I would do a new one if I could do him. You know, and like I was like, oh, I think there's a way to do this now, and I would start with him.
Yeah,
and I sent him a message like, hey, dude, would you ever like, you know, think it'd be pretty funny? And nothing.
He was like, nah, who are you?
Nah, yeah,
who's this old guy in my DMs?
So there was, so I think there is a version of it that works now, but I think I like having that stuff just be there. And then we're just going to do different things.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, you know, Steve's channel got completely demonetized. He used to He used to do the bang bus things with porn stars. Yeah. And the joke was that he would find people on the street and ask them if they wanted to bang a porn star. And then he'd get them
when
in the van. They'd sign a waiver. And then, the porn stars would pick up the cameras and they were like the crew. And two male guys would come in like, okay, let's get this shit on. And YouTube was like, this is not satire. This is real sex. This is real.
Oh, wow.
This is real porn happening. He had one making fun of Sam Pepper where it was like sex in public. And he had like blurred out, like, he would just go up to random people and be like, want to have sex? And like, they'd be like, yeah. And they just fuck in the street. And then like the cop comes over. He's like, hey, what are you doing? And they're like, want to have sex? And then the cop has sex with them too. And, like, it's clearly a sketch.
Yeah.
And YouTube is like, no, this is
how do people like what's that other guy's name? Brandon shit. I mean, you guys in the comments know who it is, but he's an extremely graphic YouTuber with his sketches, like extremely graphic, and he's got he gets millions of views, and I'm like, how is this guy surviving? I don't see a bunch of sponsors or anything. I'm like,
does he have ads?
Maybe he's just trying to get audience and then leverage it to
I don't know. Maybe he gets money some other way.
But this is all because Kasim ruined YouTube, so let's not forget that.
You can email me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, you know, there's so many things, I think. And I remember getting demonetized and looking at all, because I was making like some money on YouTube from just people reminiscing and going through old videos. And then one day it all went away.
So that was the whole idea, was that you build enough of a video library and then you're making passive income and you don't really have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
But then YouTube just cherry picked who they get to demonetize, and it's kind of crazy that a lot of
maybe
these
they're like,
comedy
you guys
channels
made money off of Maker, you're gonna get demonetized.
Honestly, sure, like, maybe because you know how large the JK library is too.
Yeah,
a lot of the stuff from like few years ago is just all getting demonetized now, but our current stuff isn't. So I wonder if there's like a thing where they don't want you to have that much money coming in, like
passively.
Somehow.
Oh, they're putting a cap.
Yeah, like kind of like, well, I mean, you can monetize the new stuff, but not the old stuff. Like, they're just cutting so much of the old shit for some reason.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
Conspiracy.
Well, you know, they're the people there that work at YouTube have just like, I think there's like two guys, you know, and they're like the, you know, they're in charge of all like these content creators. I remember somebody telling me that 96% of YouTube's ad revenue just comes from people going into the YouTube search bar and like Googling or YouTubing something, versus the other 4% or less than were people seeking out their create, like the people with the creators or something like that.
That's
so
the type of YouTuber user that I am. I don't actually watch.
Yeah,
so why put, you know, assets and resources on that like 4%, you know, and like have people that actually like are looking out for creators. I think they tried to do a version of that at one point. It just didn't. It doesn't seem. I just think there's two guys there that are like, this person says that they got a copyright strike, but like, oh, whatever, like demonetize. And like, you know, there's no real reason.
They don't care.
And
they,
and the, because of that, they've like sites like Twitch got big because YouTube just didn't get behind live programming early enough. Patreon. I mean, there's so many different OnlyFans. There's so many different ways to make money now. And it could have been all YouTube, like all that money could have all just been YouTube. But you know, now it's like there's so many different like podcasts, and you know, so I don't know. I want to use YouTube as a place where I like can just have fun and not do. But like, you know, hopefully our podcast ends up making some money.
Oh, he's shouting.
Yeah,
he's shouting to Bryce because we have the same producers. Actually, Castle's podcast shoots right next to us. It, we won't show you the set though, because I mean, it's offensive.
You cannot.
Our
stories. We have to get the permission.
It's pretty rugged over there, but
I like podcasts.
Yeah, me too.
I love them because it's like, not that it's easy to do. It's just like you can either listen or watch. And
I like that you get to talk for a long time.
Yes.
Because with YouTube, especially in the old days, it was very like, keep it under five minutes. And
3 minutes, and every second has to be funny. Yeah. Which
now
we
TikTok
never accomplished.
Is that.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I don't see. There was a cutoff period where I stopped downloading new apps.
I was about
it was like
to
Snapchat.
Ask you, I'm like,
it
do
stopped,
you still keep up?
I didn't do Snapchat and anything that came after.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I
got into TikTok
Instagram
for a little bit only, but I was very hesitant. I was like, I hate this. I don't like new things. But then I was like, oh no, adults do that. They're like, we won't do new things. I'm like, I don't want to be that person.
I'm settling into that.
So
I
started watching TikTok with the pandemic when that happened, because I was like, I got extra time now. And I actually like thought it was funny. I kind of got the joke of it, like what people do on it. It's not like Vine.
Yeah.
It's like there's just inside jokes, basically, and inside trends. And it's kind of fun. But it's just
too much.
All right,
I'll download it.
Yeah. Well, now it's getting banned, I think. But
yeah. Oh, they got to sell
now
it.
Now it's too late. So
it's too late. You got to download the next one.
Yeah, I'm not against any of those things. It's just it became real hard to like manage all those.
Yes.
I just started like Instagramming like regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where like I'm using the stories.
Yeah,
I don't know. If
I could barely
stories
keep up. Yeah,
there, they go away after 24 hours.
How about those reels?
Yeah, they have reels now. Yeah. That's the new TikTok for Instagram.
Oh, great.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot, I know.
Yeah, there was a lot. And so, yeah, there's a lot of things we can do now to kind of express whatever it is we're trying.
When you started Instagram, though, because, I mean, when I first got on, it was like 2011, and there weren't that many people on like that I knew. Actually, mine was private at first because I didn't know it was going to be a social media app. I thought it was just a thing with friends. But you post a lot of artsy stuff on there. You were posting sunsets.
I'm more
like,
than just like
I
very
know.
Handsome, funny guy. yeah, well,
wow,
I was like,
Cassidy
yeah,
has a soft side.
That's
look
what
at
happened.
Sunsets.
I got a dog and like, yeah. I was like living by the beach and I was like, oh God, like, let
puppies
me put a filter on this.
That was
yeah.
still when you were doing like satire, dark humor comedy. So like, it was like, wow, look at this guy.
Many different
having
sides
a different
to
side.
Good old Cat.
Look at this Libra.
He's like blushing.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny? There was before Instagram, I was on a site called Daily Booth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I remember
Daily. Oh, you're dating yourself now.
Daily Booth. And I was hot on Daily.
Yeah,
but like, you know, the problem was it was like they didn't have an app. It was just a website.
Yeah, it's an old school, like a URL.
So yeah, it's a www one, and they were like, dude, you got to come up with this app soon because like this other site, Instagram, is like they're kind of doing what you're doing, and they're not big yet, but they will be. And then they just kind of dropped the ball.
Damn.
Yeah.
And all those followers I had on Daily Booth just like got deleted. And then I was like, okay, I guess I'll move over to Instagram. And and I did just post like kind of fun little vignettes and like
that was the thing. It's like everyone
shadows.
Was an artist at the beginning of Instagram.
All of a sudden,
like,
the
filters now, like, oh, look at this shit. My dinner looks tight.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun to like sit there and go through the photos that you took all day and then like spend 30 minutes on one photo and tweaking it.
Yeah.
Or when you used to do the collages, because that was big back then too.
Yeah.
True.
I remember making a conscious decision and thinking, should I keep the original 4 photos or should I just keep this one photo and save the memory because my phone doesn't have a lot of space?
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm saving the originals because I'm probably going to regret not saving those. But I never look back on them either, but it's just so funny.
I can't delete any of my photos. Like, I just need the memories. I need to, like, hold on to them. I don't know why.
I always think I'm going to sit through them when I'm an old lady and then just be like, oh, I remember
We don't have
times.
Physical photo albums anymore, so it does make sense. But he is a Gimassic on Instagram.
Yes, yeah, just my name backwards because some, like, chubby little kid had my
had
Kasim
G.
And I was like, hey, can I get this handle? And he was like, no, I'll sell it to you. And he was just a chubby cheek like 12-year-old.
Yeah.
No, I was like,
said
it was,
$50.
No,
I'll take
I would have never paid.
I was originally at Not Nikki on Instagram and totally sketched. Michael Gallagher was the one that's like, you need to have your branding consistent.
Yeah.
And I was like,
wow.
Fine.
Yeah. And Michael was like 17 at the time. And like knew more than all of us.
He really
did. He like made his first movie by the time he was like 21.
Well, he was on the ground floor of like the generation that understands all the apps and they're born into it. Like I feel like we're on the edge. Like we still had the phones that connected to the wall and stuff and like that you had a dial.
I got the extra long cord.
Yeah, the curly,
go around the kitchen.
And then we're like, when cell phones happen, we're like, whoa, it's crazy. It's like Zach Morris.
Yeah.
And so, this new generation, they're born with like iPads in their hands and it's crazy how like, I've been watching these YouTube videos of kids that develop apps and they're making like six-figure incomes.
What?
They're literally 10 years old. Like, I'm not joking about the age. Not like how we're exaggerating mine. Like, they're actually 10 years old.
Wow.
Well, they're making coding more into the curriculum of like school.
See,
curriculum
that I get jealous.
Good thing we learned cursive. Perfect. I do have great handwriting that nobody will ever.
Aw. It's your romance side. You can write birthday cards and like handwritten cards. I made Steve a card. You know,
I
ladies.
Love letters. I love letters.
There we go. It's happening, guys.
Jess, you got some competition after this episode comes out.
Competition?
Like,
who is my competition?
The viewers.
The ladies,
that
the
want
ladies out
to
there.
Swoon
well, yeah, my DMs are going
to
be flooded.
So
they're all so wet right now.
From their abortions.
Hope you guys got a lot of mops to clean up all the moisture.
Mops?
But some mops to clean up the puddles that they're sitting in.
To clean up your wops.
Yes. Mops for the whops. Thank you, Kasim, for coming on the show today.
Me.
This flew by. If they want to find you, what's your...
Just search Kasim on Instagram and Twitter.
Kasim G.
And yeah, and then on...
And then Pajama Pants. Yes.
Oh yeah, Pajama Pants is a podcast I do with my buddies Rob Eiler and Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Who were Sopranos.
They were on The Sopranos, and I try to do my best to not talk about The Sopranos.
Oh.
Very tough. So all they do is like, oh, we're legends. We're like TV stars. Yeah. And I'm like,
how annoying.
I was on YouTube. Yeah, so Pajama Pants Podcast.
Pajama Pants Podcast. Check it out. And, you know, we'll probably all be guests on there, so.
Yeah. We're going to need more chairs.
Yeah.
Why don't we just shoot your episode
on ours? We'll just do it right now.
We could just shoot it right now.
That's so funny.
And then subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We love it. We love you guys. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.